you know, you guys have done such a great job of bringing in some real just bedrock traditional artists from the Americana roots music world, with a mixture of some new, some up and coming, some, mm-hmm. some, you know, younger generation of artists. What was the decision-making process for bringing this next guy to the Limekiln stage?
Well, I've been tracking Shaky Graves coming on June 17th yep. For quite some time, probably since we restarted Limekiln back in 2014, when The War Came was out around that time,
right around
I believe.
Then, yeah, yeah.
he got a lot of attention then, and booked other bands through his agent, and we've talked about it for years, and it finally worked out, and that show's gotten a lot of attention, to say the least. It's nearly sold out, and maybe by the time this show airs, it will be sold out, actually.
Batch of unreleased songs he put out this summer, I think only for a couple of days on Bandcamp, and that was one of them, a song called Tomorrow. How did you first discover that? Were you right there downloading that track on Shaky Graves Day,
yeah,
Spencer?
I heard it. I heard it early on, and I think what's cool about that track is it kind of takes him back to his roots a little bit. When he got his start, it was just a one-man band.
Right.
And he could make a lot of noise with one man. I mean, he'd have the two pedals going, one with a, you know, a bass drum, one with the tambourine.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of dynamic out of the guitar. And so that one's mostly just him playing, even though it's a studio version, a little background in it. But that kind of takes it back to the original Shaky Graves. And what's cool about the June 17th show is he's going to have a six-piece band with him. So he can do a lot with that. That's going to be incredible.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with Shaky. Earlier in the fall, he stopped by WNRN. We did a great session with him it was like a trio. And he debuted a couple brand new songs, including one that he released as part of that new batch, which mm-hmm. was a lot of fun. And it was interesting to see the show that night because it was the same thing. He had the big band. But he actually broke it down in the middle, went back to the one-man band thing, you know, kind of did this check to his roots, as you mentioned, and then brought it back out. So I feel like it's cool to see his evolution as an artist because he's been able to kind of retain this, like, backbone of continuity, I guess, throughout that process, but still trying new sounds, new styles on, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah, that'll be great. Super stoked on that show.